This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
Are you enjoying this beautiful day, Matt?
It's a gorgeous day.
It really is.
What a beautiful welcome into the studio. No, it is gorgeous. The weather is wonderful and it's fantastic. And for Jerry Sullivan, he's going to be seeing plenty of wonderful days. He'll go to Ponte Vedra and stick his toes in the sand and enjoy retirement. The news came last night that LSU passing game coordinator Jerry Sullivan has retired. Not a great surprise. He's 74. He joined the staff 2 years ago as an analyst. This year was promoted to a full-time on-field assistant. Long story short is they hired Mickey Joseph. Mickey had never coached receivers. They needed a receiver technician to help him. That's why they brought Jerry. And they hoped they could maybe accelerate it by making Jerry an on-field assistant this year. They did it. LSU was okay passing. They were, 65th in the country in pass offense, 88th in passing touchdowns. They went the entire month of October without throwing a touchdown. So by and large, the offense had a lot of the same struggles we've seen from LSU's offense. And Jerry Sullivan got his $460,000 check to go fund his retirement. So good on you and go enjoy retirement. This was a very predictable result whenever they hired him and signed him to a one-year contract. I didn't like it when they made the hire because it felt like a short-term move that was not going to have a big enough net benefit in the short term to be a positive. So now they're essentially in the same spot that they were a year ago, looking to fill this offensive staff position. And this is huge for Ed Orgeron because he's got Steve Ensminger in place. And if you really want to modernize the offense, you have to get somebody in there that's new, that's innovative. It's no disrespect to Jerry Sullivan. The guy spent nearly half a century coaching receivers and coaching football. And I don't doubt at all that he can teach the position and teach guys how to run routes and catch. But LSU fundamentally, if they want to be able to compete with Alabama and with Georgia, I know they beat Georgia this year, and if you look at what Dan Mullen's doing at Florida and Jimbo at A&M, and you look around college football, if you want to be able to keep up with the elite in college football, you have got to modernize your offense, and it's not going to be the guys on staff that do it right now. You have to bring in somebody with fundamentally different new ideas to inject a different idea into this offense for LSU. So, Jerry Sullivan, congrats on a great career. Enjoy retirement. Who Ed Orgeron brings in is a massive deal for this program, and it needs to change what they are offensively. We should find out sooner than later. Remember, you got the February signing period. So my guess is they'll have somebody in place before that first Wednesday in February.